It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey everybody, it's me. It's Adam, and I'm sick. I'm not feeling great. I've been fighting off the flu for a little while, and I think I'm gonna have to just tap out. I'm tapping out. I don't feel good, but that is not gonna stop me from doing this show. Obviously, I mean, I have a contract to uphold, and when you make contracts with angels, you just go ahead and show up and you do the job. That's what I've learned. Okay, so but I will make it quick because today's pretty easy, pretty cut and dry. I mean, it's close. I would actually say it's pretty close, but I know which way it's going to go. But we're just weighing against October 6th at this point. The people we know so well, we've talked about them, countless times at this point. Number 3 is Jeremy Sisto. Number 2, Amy Jo Johnson. Number 1, Elizabeth Shue. We're going to weigh them against today's top celebrities born on October 19th. And see kind of who's more worthy of sticking around on this fine universe that we have. So a handful of honorable mentions real quick before we jump too far into this. Evander, Real Deal Holyfield, born October 19th. Let's see, Chris Kattan. Chris Kattan was born on October 19th. And, not a lot of other options. Robert Reed, the father from the Brady Bunch, born on October 19th. And Ty Pennington, born on October 19th. What happened to Ty Pennington? Ty Pennington used to be the biggest celebrity, the most beloved celebrity in America. And, when Extreme Makeover Home Edition was out. But, man, I don't know. I think Ty Pennington moved to the UK, and now he's a big deal over there instead of over here. But anyway, yeah, Ty Pennington's birthday is today, October 19th. Let's go to the 3-2-1. 3-2-1. Here it is. Number 3 is John Lithgow. Okay, John Lithgow is perhaps best known for his work on Third Rock from the Sun or Twilight Zone the movie. He was the dad in Harry and the Hendersons. He was on Dexter in the last season of Dexter that I watched because it got real dark and bleak. Which is saying something for a show that's entirely about serial killers and the serial killer who kills them. Also known for The World According to Garp. So, John Lithgow, congratulations. Good birthday, October 19th. Number 2. And honestly, number 2, number 3 could have switched around. John Lithgow's a pretty big star. Probably could have been number 2. But I'm going to give number 2 to Trey Parker. Trey Parker is one of the minds behind South Park, between him and Matt Stone. They are the head writers behind that and do pretty much most of the voices for, like, the kids on that show. I really haven't been a South Park fan for, 10, 15 years now. And that's saying something. So, I mean, I watched South Park for, the first couple of seasons. I enjoyed it. And then I kind of fell off the bandwagon. I haven't seen an episode of South Park in a long, 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 long time. But I did always like Trey Parker and Matt Stone's movies from back in the day. Cannibal the Musical is probably one of my favorite movies about cannibalism. It's delightfully funny. And if everything they did was as funny as that movie, then boy, this guy would be number one. Basketball was pretty funny for what it was. Team America, I was not a huge fan of. I thought it went overboard in a lot of places that didn't need to. Orgasmo was very funny. Orgasmo was very, very funny. And that's about it. That's about all I can say about Trey Parker. Not the hugest fan of Trey Parker in the entire world, but he's good. He's good. Number one, most famous and influential person born on October 19th, Jon Favreau, ladies and gentlemen. Jon Favreau. Perhaps best known as the dude from Swingers, right? He's also in Iron Man because he directs all the Iron Mans, and so he puts himself in all the Iron Mans now. You know, Swingers was good, but my favorite movie that he did with Vince Vaughn isn't even Swingers. It was Maid. I thought Maid was really good. He directed Elf, so he's got a lot to his credit, I guess, at this point. Big name guy, that Jon Favreau. So he's number one, most famous and influential person born on October 19th. Okay, so like I said, it was pretty easy for me to see the way that the tides are swinging. October 19th, you're good, you're fine. If I did the 3-2-1 lineup, I'm pretty sure that you would do a clean sweep, just like a lot of days have done against this October 6th lineup. Okay, and when the 3 and the 2 don't come to play, the number 1 can only do so much, right? All right, I'm sorry I don't have a lot of energy and excitement today about celebrity birthdays. Boy, I mean, I do have a lot of energy and excitement in my heart and in my mind and in the cockles of my nether regions. But unfortunately, like this is this ick. I've just got this ick, and it's affecting me to the negative. So I'm sorry. I will try to rally forth tomorrow. Hopefully, it will be all better, and I will feel like 110%. But until then, hey, all I can say is join me back here and find out, I guess, right? Find out whether or not maybe I died. You know, maybe we don't have to worry about this. Maybe I'm going to die from the Hantavirus. Okay, it's possible. And then I guess nobody has to worry about the entire day getting erased from history. It's possible. But until then, until that happens, I guess all I can say is just, you know, hey, see you tomorrow. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.